Listener Production.
Good afternoon, I'm James Royce with a news briefing. We start with some breaking news with the so-called Bilawila family of four Tamil asylum seekers getting the green light to return home to regional Queensland. They've spent the past few years in immigration detention on Christmas Island and then community detention in WA. To another developing story, and the Royal Flying Doctor Service and emergency crews are en route to a remote part of the WA Kimberley region where a boat carrying 28 people has been involved in a marine accident. It happened this morning at Horizontal Falls. The injured are expected to be treated at hospitals at Broome, Perth and Darwin. The federal government denies anything has changed in terms of the submission it'll make regarding the minimum wage. During the election campaign, Labor promised to lobby for a 5.1% pay rise for those on the award, but the Prime Minister has today confirmed there'll be no number included in that submission to the Fair Work Commission. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Miles says that detail isn't important.
The focus of the submission is what we've argued throughout the election campaign, and so the focus of the submission that we will be making is that those who are on the minimum wage should not receive a real wage cap.
And I guess we shouldn't really be surprised to hear the author of an essay called How to Murder Your Husband has, in fact, been found guilty of murdering her husband. 71-year-old romance novelist Nancy Crampton Roffey has been convicted over the shooting death of hubby Daniel in Oregon in 2018.
Listener.